Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Eddie may have had food poisoning more times in 1 year than Reader's had in his whole life.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
One thing that I'm starting to notice about with the sun rising a lot earlier now in the mornings is the internal clocks changing in people.
Yeah.
I am seeing, even at 5 a.m., more cars on the road, but not just that. I'm seeing people going for walks now.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw people walking down the street. Just a casual 5 a.m. walk.
Don't want to waste that daylight.
It's you're not wrong, because in the winter, obviously, no one's going to go for a walk, let alone at 5 in the morning when it's the darkest and the coldest possible. But now it's refreshing, because as people who have to wake up really early and go to work really early, it feels lonely traveling to work. So even seeing a little bit more cars on the road or people going on walks, it feels more of a normalized time, you know?
Yeah, you see a little more life out in the world when the days are longer.
Yeah, I'm not interacting with these people walking. Screw that. but I still feel a bit of company
when they're walking.
So anyways, we're going to keep you company with some more music.
Just because 8 p.m. is Eddie Q's bedtime
doesn't mean he actually falls asleep at 8 p.m.
Fox FM.
One of the telltale signs, by the way, that we are getting into the warmer season, as I was talking about earlier, that I'm starting to see people going for walks at 5 in the morning. One other thing I've been seeing lately, garage sale signs.
That's right. 'Tis the season.
Yeah, I saw my first garage sale sign last week on my way to Swan River. Actually, I was rolling through Campsack, and I saw a garage sale sign. I was like, if I had the time,
yeah,
if I wasn't driving, you know, another hour away, I would absolutely stop by and see what's up.
It's getting to that time of the year where you almost have to just keep 20, 40, 60 bucks in
right.
your wallet just as walk around money for when you're going around on the weekends and you come across some random garage sales, because you never know what you might find.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing, right? You're driving down your street, you see a sign. My favorite is you see on the light poles, some people like would tape a sign with balloons, like garage sale, and like arrows and the address. And I'm like,
yes.
These guys are going all out. That means they must have something good. Because there's usually something for everybody. It's toys, clothes, houseware, dishware,
yeah,
tools.
You never know what you might find, right? And it's always a lot of fun when you come across something like, was it last summer, I came across for $1 the DVD set of Police Squad, which was six episodes of TV.
For a buck.
Yeah, where the character of Frank Drebin originated, that led to the Naked Gun.
Oh my God.
I had seen it in stores years ago, never got it, thought, oh, I should have picked it up, and I probably missed my chance. I came across it at a garage sale.
For literally a loony.
It was great. So you never know when you find those hidden treasures. So speaking of garage sales, just want to mention something coming up May 11th at the Gallagher Center Curling Rink. City of Yorkton's Bargain Bonanza.
Mm.
It's Yorkton's largest indoor rummage sale. It's going to run from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. on May 11th. And boy, if you're looking to score some great stuff, chances are you might find it there.
Reader's solution to an awkward moment at a birthday party? Just move slowly towards the cake.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Got a couple of superhero movie things that are going on. We might be getting a Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, Tom Holland is confirmed. He's going to be coming back to do a fourth Spider-Man movie.
This will be the first time ever that we actually have a fourth Spider-Man movie. Because you got the Tobey Maguire series. It ended after Spider-Man 3.
And there was supposed to be a fourth one, but they instead scrapped that and they went to the next iteration of Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield?
Yes. And that lasted two movies.
Right? Because they were supposed to make a third one with mm-hmm. that. And that got canceled. And now we have the Tom Holland. And yeah, he says that they are in the process, but they're trying to make sure that everything is perfect. I think they're just still in the early stages of trying to figure out how the movie works. Because he says that they don't want to overdo what they've done in the past. Because Spider-Man movies, they could be a little bit repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty much the same origin story. So
there's a bad guy, and you got to fight a bad guy.
Right.
and you got to beat a bad guy.
And Spider-Man always saves the day.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see this.
I don't know. Tom Holland said the simple answer to the question that he was asked was he'll always want to do Spider-Man films. He owes his life and career to Spider-Man. So the simple answer was yes, he'll always want to do more.
Awesome stuff. And then another related note to superhero movies, did you see the Deadpool and X-Men or Wolverine movie trailer?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is the first time they're part of the MCU. You know, because their movies before were under the Fox banner.
Yeah.
They weren't part of the larger Marvel Cinematic Universe. But this time around, they are being folded into the MCU family.
I'm excited. And we would play you clips of the trailer.
We'd spend more time editing than anything else. This is like the first R-rated MCU movie.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I loved the last two Deadpool movies. They were incredible. And I've seen most of the X-Men movies, including Logan.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to this, man.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. And just watching the trailer, Wolverine in the classic yellow suit.
Stop it!
Eddie, Q, and Reader are all about life's big choices.
Like Coke or Pepsi.
Burgers or hot dogs.
And if you were a Ninja Turtle, which one would you be?
Leonardo, of course.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Remember last week we chatted about the fact that there was a distillery in Alberta that was selling 4-liter jugs of vodka for $50 to the point where I believe they had to stop because of backlash.
Yeah, well, leave it to Saskatchewan to one-up them.
Have you heard of the Saskatchewan Mickey?
I had not.
I didn't either until I found out a story from the National Post, actually, about a 19-liter water cooler jug filled with vodka. And this is from provincial distilleries in Blaine Lake.
Yeah. I guess if you want mass quantities, that's the way to go. It sounds like it's been more used,
bars and restaurants,
as you say, have been purchasing it, you know, for
makes sense
to get it in bulk for them. Yes, it makes
because sense. It's also plastic. If you don't have to worry about the glass bottle shattering when you drop it, trying to make drinks for the customers.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Apparently, they've had just regular customers looking to buy it, too. And to me, it makes sense if you're having a big event, wedding or a social of some sort or a great big get-together.
And that's what the people that are buying these have used them for, because it's $500.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you're going to live at large, you're going to have to spend large as well. Because, I mean, no ordinary dude is going to be spending $500 and just bringing that to a BYOB party, you know? Just like, hey, guys,
down on the table.
Don't need to bring your own. I got this. Everybody
got
chip in. You know, who's got a water cooler over here?
Oh, my gosh. Apparently, though, they say it's not the best thing to use for, don't use the Saskatchewan Mickey's in commercial water coolers. Alcohol tends to deteriorate watertight seals. So I guess don't actually plunk it in your water cooler and just use the tab and pour it out.
Imagine using the hot method on that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yum.
Eddie used to live in Whitehorse. Reader once rode a white horse.
This team was meant to be.
Fox FM.
I'm excited for later this morning, this afternoon, at lunchtime.
I'm already hungry.
Same. I am starving, and we're going to get lunch from Domino's Pizza in Yorkton. They're helping us out, and it's pizza.
Pizza always hits the spot.
Yeah. Last time they brought us pan pizzas in different toppings as well. had one of everything, really, really hit the spot, and I have a feeling it's going to do the same again.
Yeah, I don't know what kinds of pizza they're going to send over today, what flavors, but I will be ready to devour all of it.
Yeah, they can help you out with all of your staff lunch needs, all of your catering needs, but they also have a pretty sweet deal this week that we want to relay to you.
That's right. If you make your order online, you can save 50% off the menu price.
Ooh.
That's big.
That's half off a pizza.
Yeah.
So, it's the weekend. Splurge. Enjoy 50% off the price of pizza when you order online.
Treat yourself.
That's the newest by Kings of Leon, by the way. Mustang from their upcoming album.
Yes,
can
indeed.
We please have fun is what it's called.
Mm.
Speaking of fun, Tim Hortons might be doing a musical?
Yeah. Apparently, it's happening at a Toronto theater. It's called The Last Timbit. It's a limited time musical. And what it's about is a group of strangers from different walks of life who wait out a snowstorm in a Tim Hortons restaurant.
Yeah, they were like, they were wondering if they even should go ahead with a musical, but they decided to do it. And they said that this brings people together, brings family together. It's circled around a mother and her daughter.
Yeah, it's actually being produced by the guy that produced Come From Away, which won an Olivier Award, received a Tony Award nomination. And it's a story that was inspired by a blizzard in Sarnia, Ontario, back in 2010, in which dozens of people were stranded at a Tim's for almost 24 hours.
I'm just curious, man. Like, that sounds so Canadian of a musical.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to see what the costuming is like. Is there going to be, like,
toques?
Yeah, flannel jackets.
The Tim Biebs outfit.
I was going to say, it would be a perfect way to bring bring Bob and Doug McKenzie back. It's like, hey, that snow is pretty it's pretty heavy out there. I don't know if we should go anywhere. Hey, let's just hunker down in the Tim's, eat some donuts, drink some coffee, and just wait this thing out, eh?
And the music breaks out. Do we want an ice cap or ice coffee? You know?
Just a chorus and of singers, a choir, and an orchestra swelling strings playing Great White North theme. Oh, that'd be great.
Now I need to go and see this Timmy's musical and see what it's all about.
When it comes to auto repairs, Eddie's mechanically inclined. Reader?
Not so much. He prefers to leave it to the professionals. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We have Nolan Johnson and Darren Wandy. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
And of course, the build-up's been happening, the planning, all the preparation has been happening for months now, and the weekend is here. Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo happening tomorrow and Sunday. The kickoff concert actually gets everything going tonight.
Yeah, we are super excited this year, bringing something new to our show. We've partnered with Dauphin's Country Fest to bring a show to York and to kick off the Parkland Outdoor Show. Jason McCoy, Doc Walker, featuring Kate's Outlaw, tonight at the Westland Arena. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8, and we still do have tickets available, countryfest.ca to get your tickets for that. And we will do tickets at the door, but they're going to go up $50 at the door instead of save a little bit of money if you get them, pre-buy them.
Who doesn't like to save a little bit of money? Because then you can spend it at the trade show.
That's right.
That's what we like to hear.
So, yeah, coming up is the trade show tomorrow and on Sunday. What can you tell everybody about that?
Well, for those that don't know, the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo is a nonprofit organization. All the money we raise from this event goes back to our focus group, and that's youth in the outdoors. So everything from sponsoring kids to go to camp, maybe it's archery programs, clubs in the area, sending kids off to a fishing experience. Any of those things kind of qualify for what we do that for. So, yeah, over 97, there's 97 exhibits actually this year. So lots of different things that have anything to do with the outdoors, everything from power motorsports to hunting rifles to trapping and everything in between, even the Tupperware ladies coming.
Yeah.
And people always ask me, like, Tupperware, what does that have to do with outdoors? What do you pack your sandwiches
exactly.
in,
right? Exactly.
You're not wrong.
So everything that we have at our show is related to the outdoors. And all the money that's raised is going to our nonprofit, but lots of interactive things at our show. Ducks Unlimited is partnered up with the naming rights of the curling rink. And there's lots of interactive things like axe throwing, archery there. We got an air rifle range for them. And then we actually have a booth there that's going to teach some mini lessons for kids about outdooring and bushcraft.
Oh, that's very cool. So you get all, you get to check out all the latest gear. You get tips on how to use it, and when you're out there enjoying everything outdoors. And it's really kind of the tip of the iceberg. It all, of course, leads up to not only the show itself. There's going to be the banquet tomorrow night that is sold out already, I hear.
Yeah, the banquet itself is sold out. We're lucky enough to have it back in St. Mary's. And when I say St. Mary's, everybody automatically thinks of all that awesome food that's
our ears
there.
Perk up.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we got 450 tickets that were sold out.
Wow.
Very, very quickly. And part of that is because of the main speaker we have this year. We have the living legend, the GOAT of the outdoor world, Mr. Jim Shockey, Saskatchewan-born resident, world-renowned hunting extravaganza, just an awesome speaker, awesome person. And he's actually going to be in town. He's speaking at an event, but you will get to have a chance to meet him at a meet and greet twice at the show. He's not speaking at the event at the show, but he's speaking at the banquet, and tickets flew off the shelf for that banquet because they knew he was going to be there.
That's very cool.
That's fantastic to hear. And of course, something like this wouldn't be done without the help of sponsors, especially since you're a nonprofit.
That's right. We have an amazing list of sponsors all on our socials, on our website. And I don't want to mention a whole bunch because I know I'll miss some, but I do need to mention one, and that's Doug Arnett at Yorkton Dodge. He's been with this show since inception. He's helped us get our feet wet, get us going as a show, as a nonprofit. And we can't say thank you enough to Doug at Yorkton Dodge.
Very cool. Well, it all kicks off with the big concert tonight. Jason McCoy, Doc Walker, Kate's Outlaw. It's happening tonight. And then it gets really going tomorrow with the trade show itself.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, the doors open tomorrow morning. Rent's till 5 o'clock. And then Sunday, 10 to 4. Jam-packed. It'll be shoulder to shoulder in there. Honestly, there's everything you can imagine when it comes to the outdoors. And it's a family-oriented event. Mm-hmm. Lots of kids there, lots of families there. I have had some people over the years tell me that this has become a holiday for them.
Oh.
Because the center itself, they can bring their kids, they can swim. Then they can go to watch the trade show, go back and swim. So it's a really family-oriented group. And we got lots of different things to see when you get there.
There's something for everybody. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to mention before you wrap this up?
I'll just say, if you need any information, you can go on our website, parklineoutdoorshow.com, or check out all of our socials.
Perfect. All right. Well, once again, it's all happening this weekend. Nolan Johnson, Darren Wandy, thank you guys so much for stopping in the studio today.
Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
Reader apologizes to the people at the library. He knew he had late charges, just not so many.
Spare change, ma'am.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM. And now, that's my jam.
On More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM.
Welcome to That's My Jam, where every week one of us plays a song. Plays songs we grew up with. The other has to guess them.
Yes, that's right. And last week you put me to the test. I didn't do so hot.
You got 1 point out of 6.
And I think that was a generous point. I consider it a half point because you kind of had to give me a hint.
Hints work, you know, here and there. But yeah, this week you're playing songs and I have to guess them. And of course, by the way, if you're listening right now, you can take a guess and let us know your answers by the end of it.
Exactly. You can play along. We'll see how good your ear is. So I've got 3 clips ready for you. Are you good to go?
I think I am.
Okay, let's start with this one.
You're not the only ship, but you've got this ocean.
Why does that sound familiar? Is that the Stones?
It is.
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh.
There you go, 1 point already.
I'm going to take a guess at the title. You're not familiar.
No.
Ah! No. I just heard the lyrics and I'm like, yeah, what if it's that?
No, but you did get the artist, yes.
Okay.
I felt like throwing in my favorites
your
here
favorite,
this morning.
Your favorite
so,
band?
The Rolling Stones, yes, indeed. So, 1 of 2 points for you so far.
All right, not zero.
Yes, so you're not shut out. You're off off to a good start, okay? Here's another one for you. This one is from 92.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Is that Christina Aguilera?
No.
Tina Turner?
No.
Oh, why does that sound... Why do they sound so familiar? It is that like 90s pop sound like Christina Aguilera did.
A little bit, yeah.
But I can't recall exactly who that is. And I don't really think I have any guess on the title either.
Okay.
Well, so I might have to give up on that one.
All right. Well, we'll set that one aside, and I got one more for you.
All right.
And I wanted another fun tune for a Friday morning. So here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
I think of all the edges.
What is that? I can't say I've ever heard that song in my entire life.
What is that? That is a great tune. That's what I'm telling you.
Who is that? Oh.
Huge in the 80s.
Huge in the
80s. Big in the 90s,
too. Is it Metallica?
No.
Oh, man. I'm just trying to think who else plays in the 80s and 90s that fast of like a rock song.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses? No. Definitely not Guns N' Roses.
No.
I'm going to have to give up on that one too, man.
Okay. I'll give you one hint on that one.
All right.
Some of the members' names is in the band.
Some of the members' names is or, in
some
the
of
band.
The band members' name yeah. is the band name. Sorry.
Oh. That's making it worse for me because now I'm struggling. I'm gonna have to still give up on that.
Okay.
Well, I got the same as you last week. I got 1 point out of 6.
All right. Well, we'll put it to the people. So if you have a guess, if you know what those artists are, if you know what those songs are, shoot us a call, shoot us a text, or give us a call at 306-783-3699. It's a weekend. My brain is already just going funny today. And let us know if you know what those tunes are.
FM's Eddie Q loves going to the gym.
He doesn't look it, but he swears he goes.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
A reader, we're going to get the answers for That's My Jam.
Yes, indeed.
We did get a phone call with the last two of them, mm-hmm. so we're going to play that one here.
Hello, I just heard the last two songs.
So yeah?
Tell you what they were. But,
sure.
First one was Ken Vogue, Free Your Mind.
And Vogue, yes, indeed.
Free Your Mind.
Yeah.
But Hot for Teacher by Van Halen.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that one.
How did I not realize that was Van Halen?
That's a great tune.
So, yeah, I had no idea that last one was Van Halen.
Oh, yeah.
I know that song.
That might be my favorite Van Halen tune.
I can't
tune.
Believe it.
That drum part to kick off the song is like a motorcycle revving almost, and then just, yeah, Eddie kicks in on the guitar, and oh, love that one.
And I can't say I know Free Your Mind that well, so I would not have recognized it, unfortunately.
Yeah, so that was En Vogue. That was a big one. That was from 92. And the first song, you got the artist.
Rolling Stones.
Yes. Mixed Emotions.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was kind of their 89 comeback single. What, after Mick and Keith weren't getting along very well for a few years in the 80s, they patched things up and did the Steel Wheels album, and that was the lead single off that, Mixed Emotions.
Very cool. And yeah. We did get a couple of texts as well who guessed Van Halen correct, so congratulations. Definitely all did better than I did.
Reader tries to stay fashionable,
but he'll never give up his acid wash jeans and fanny packs.
It's a staple.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q on More Hits, More Favorites. Fox FM. The weekend is approaching, and just a reminder that Monday and Tuesday is the Fox FM Airways for Health Radiothon, where money raised will go towards buying new equipment for the Yorkton Hospital. There are ways that you can help out right now, by the way. If you go to McDonald's and get yourself some cold beverages, the 10 cents from the sale of certain cold beverages will be donated to the Radiothon. This covers cold brew, smoothies, iced coffees, and shakes. It does not include pop, but hey, it's the morning. Get yourself an iced coffee or anything else, and that'll get covered. 10 cents from each of those will go towards the Radiothon.
Fox FM's Eddie Q.
90% hair, 10% sass.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I'm Eddie Q, and that's wrapping it up for me today. But just before I go, I wanted to remind you, in case you missed it, earlier this morning, Reader and I, we had Nolan Johnson and Darren Wandy from the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo in the studio. We gave them a quick interview talking about what's going on this weekend for the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo. So if you want to know everything that's going on, when, where, tickets, and more, take a listen, foxfmonline.ca and on the app. We did also post the audio on our Facebook and X page, at More Fox FM, so you can find it there and give us a follow while you're at it.
When it comes to exercise,
Eddie lifts the weights, Reader goes running.
It's all about balance.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.